Uber stop.
I know, because everybody gets
Don't buy no Uber stop. Yeah, yeah. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Everybody get sued or some shit.
Bye. This is the LeVar Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can do that podcast.
Yeah, this is the open conversation show. So I'm here with my dudes, my wife, and my, you know, my little sister and the kids. We have open conversations here. So, you know. Word up.
Back on that Facebook shit.
Back on it.
Never left.
Is that way never left? But yo, you all right? Facebook is people's real lives, and they fabricate it and they be lying. You know that Bow Wow shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He did the shit.
Yeah.
He showed you how fake it is.
Exactly. He did that for fun.
It's a man.
Like, you can
do a lot.
Go get it.
With a little bit of money. Just say, and we got a social saving club, whatever they want to call it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And you save up all your money.
Mm-hmm.
Only to blow it on a party.
Mm-hmm.
A trip. Mm-hmm. Well, you can invest it. Just think about if you invest that same money that you throw away on the trip to Jamaica.
It's gonna look kind of crazy. Throw it up. But that's just the systematic problem, because they like to advertise and show us stuff on TV. See, that's why I call it television programming. Because you see the diamond bracelet, you see the brand new car, you see this dude getting a loan to get a brand new house, and this dude's credit is good. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah.
Exactly. System thinkers, like,
but that's how they sell the black people.
You
heard me? They show black people and white people on TV with the nicest shit. That's why I got rid of Facebook and Instagram, because it was just glorifying people's fucking attributes, and I don't even know if the shit's true.
You know what I'm saying?
The fuck I look like?
It's a filter.
A sucker? Bitch always got the googly eyes and the fuckers and shit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I hate the women that always got the makeup on. Who the real you? I want to see you.
That bitch is three different people.
You don't look like that.
Yeah. Your clothes. Wait a minute. You know what that reminds me of? What's that movie? Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. When he's about to bone that chick, right? She took off her leg and.
Oh, motherfucker. No,
that's
what I'm talking about. That's
no,
that. That like that.
Yeah, see, that was like a kind of reality trip, but it was the truth.
You gonna think that one way, but then you think about you meet a chick in the club.
What's
going
on? Yeah. Damn, they screaming. They having a good time, ain't they?
It did. Mofo thing catch the whole thing that he was saying. Y'all remember that cartoon show Super Freak?
Yeah.
What color Super Freak was?
I forgot.
It was blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, black and white. He had a black hat to the back with a Z in there.
That's right.
Right?
You yeah.
Now, what color old girl face was when she had did all that shit? Turned into a
Super Freak.
That bitch turned black hair, went straight to the back. Ain't nobody even catch that.
I caught that.
Super Freak.
Super Freak,
girl. She's a Super Freak. That lets you know.
Copy that.
Thank that she all good and too shoot.
I don't watch TV.
But yeah.
Yo, how long do you think I stood out here? For hours. I don't really watch TV like everybody else.
I watch Netflix.
I watch movies.
You know why I watch Netflix?
I don't watch sports no more.
They fake
I seen it, yo.
I don't watch sports no more.
You recording? Fake.
Yeah. This is a show, baby. This is my podcast.
You on the show?
Oh, you better believe.
Yeah, so my guests today are Mr. Mayo and Jamal.
When I watch it, though, even though it's fake, I can see the fake is in sports. Just like
movies is realer than that
this
shit.
This how I knew. She had got a little too fake.
Oh,
she
man.
Started letting my boy get on the motherfucking show.
Oh, man.
When that little goddamn Shannon Shaw get on there. I knew it wasn't finna be.
It wasn't playing here. I had to
think about it, bro.
Because he's a character.
The EFN, this owned by Walt fucking D. This man here got cognac, black and mild, all types of hood shit on the fucking
on the TV. Yeah. Some old ghetto ratchet shit.
You feel me? But the range for the problem because it's stupid. Because it's stupid. Everybody loves stupid shit. Everybody loves it.
Yo, put that in.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, extremely.
Think about the people that get famous on social media. Like everything they do is stupid. Oh, man, dressed up like a woman.
Really? And all the beef and the fighting and shit?
And they wonder why motherfuckers.
They call that entertainment. That's like Facebook to me.
How people get y'all making this shit?
Yeah, it's showing it. I'm tired of that shit. Every time you turn on the motherfucking TV, you see people that the same sex with each other.
On Snap. Like on
no offense
now,
though, but that's not.
Snap trying to hit you with that gay shit.
Come on, man. Yeah.
As soon as you watch my Snap, you'll go through that motherfucker. It's an ad come out. Now the ad got two niggas on. What the fuck? What makes you think I want?
I
want
to see it.
Huh? That's worth it. So shit, I'm just like, come on.
Word, man. Y'all that shit ain't. It's, you shit. Think about it, yo. But
like,
then.
Everybody on that Empire, like, I can't even watch it.
I can't watch none of that shit.
I was watching the shit when it started off.
I tried to get into it.
It was on some gangster shit. It was like...
And then I stray away. The only thing I really like is the haves and the have-nots. I like Tyler Perry shit. Tyler Perry shit's like, it's more dramatic to me. Tyler Perry, the haves and the have-nots. Huh? That shit, but the best thing, that's the best shit on TV.
Y'all was there, like this shit got down.
Y'all don't want to lie in the house, okay?
Don't come out here glorifying this shit.
The baby's sleeping.
You feel me? Don't glorify him now. Got to look, because he can sing. He can dance. His friends can dance. He's an athlete.
Excuse me.
Nobody
want to see that. RuPaul. Like, that's why I'm giving up on TV. But you think about it like this, yo. I'm going to break it down to you scientifically. I can, yo.
The black boy.
Yo,
the
Chanel, you got your phone?
SpongeBob was showing
up. Okay, wait, but SpongeBob been around a long time. I love SpongeBob.
That's what I'm telling you.
See? They open conversation tonight.
Goddamn. SpongeBob.
I mean, because don't get me wrong. I never understood
two fucking balls.
These are all people that I love. We all together just having conversations.
SpongeBob. You know what I mean? This motherfucker is blatantly, man. Patrick, you see what I'm saying? But why is
and I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. I'm just speaking, you know, the obvious, because I'm old school, but I'm new school. So basically, the way it is now is not how it was when I was coming up. It was a little bit different. It was a different kind of programming. You better pay attention, man. Y'all about to get lost because the frames per second, I think we could only see 120 something frames per second. The TV is at 140 or something like that. It's more than that. It's up there. So they be flashing images and then in between all those images that are flashing. So they actually kind of, you think about it like this. Think about it. Come on now. All these shootings.
Oh, what is that?
This is not a coincidence. I know if you keep killing black people, it's gonna be an ice age. It's gonna be cold as a motherfucker. So you better get your clothes on right tight. You better get your warm up game because it's gonna be cold for a long, long time. You heard me? Keep killing black people. No disrespect. No disrespect.
He's a cartoonist.
It's happened before, it's scientific.
They even had it episode
because all the indigenous people were killed here and this place went into an ice age. So it's like wild, crazy like that.
He was
with
the
Yeah,
then you see Shorty, right? Shorty standing up there looking like SpongeBob.
Whatever.
I'm serious.
You don't like SpongeBob,
neither? I don't
watch. Okay, well.
I don't watch. Hey, guess who the normal same motherfucker on the whole show?
Miss
Perkins. Hell no.
Who?
Swivel. Y'all think Swivel is the same nigga on the show?
But he worked on this shit
Swivel is me. You want to tell you why? Because Swivel think it was all reality, even though he's fucked up. And he's not real at all. He think with all aspects of reliability. You're like, shit.
Yeah, it's calculated in his head.
Listen to me, all three of you. I'm not gonna have this whole conversation in my fucking SpongeBob. Okay?
He's refined.
I love him, and I don't even fuck
he
with
him. He sits there, drinks wine. He got his pajamas on. Come on.
He live by himself.
Yeah. He don't want no problems.
They might sleep in the bed together.
Sometimes I have very in-depth conversations about things that sometimes people don't want to hear or talk about. But you got to think about it. It's all reality. It's all real.
Listen to me. I understand what y'all saying.
Search engines are search engine for a reason. You better start searching. And don't just take anything at face value. You gotta still search a little bit harder. Because there's something's gonna pop up.
No.
Make sure you pay attention to everything that's going on. Because
you seen your phone, did you go look at your yearbook after that shit?
No. Shit, I mean, but I know we didn't dress like that back in the day.
Okay. Hold up.
Even my science teacher told me, stop wearing drawers because they constrict your nuts. You feel me?
That's why you wear boxers?
Sperm count. You feel me?
I don't know about
my
that.
My science teacher told me this. Tight pants? Boxers,
yeah, we
I don't wear tight pants.
No, we're talking about these dudes that be sitting here walking around with skinny ass jeans.
Why you do that for?
Like skinny so when them bitches is skin fucking tight, they move the wrong way.
You talking about like tighty whitey?
Yeah. You supposed to wear something to keep you kind of free, but.
Oh, he talking about drawers. Okay, yeah. I'm talking about pants.
I'm over here. Yeah, I don't like them tight jeans, yo. That shit's
funny. I seen a motherfucker in the mall with some leopard pants on.
I look at him, I tell him, I say,
you know, the first thing
need some more material.
You ever know the first thing came to my head when I seen this shit?
Mm-hmm.
A Gucci Mane song.
A Gucci Mane song?
He was dissing T.I. What you told that motherfucker? See, Gucci said, what type of nigga come birthday bag in the middle of the summer with some fucking leather pants? I'm in the mall, like, this nigga real deal got on some leopard skin jeans. Like, bro,
you got some leopard
skin. Dude got leopard skin jeans on, bro. Like, when I say I counted the motherfucker. Bro, I knew every spot that he hit before to rob you at that point. Like, even your shoes and socks was tight.
I hear these dudes saying it's okay for a man to have on one of them, what they call them, merces.
A man purse.
Yeah, they call them merce.
No, no, no. I had a discussion with somebody about that the other day. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. It's not a fucking man purse. It's not a man bag. That bitch is a purse. Why the fuck are you wearing it?
Exactly.
No.
And guess what?
You are sexified.
And then motherfucker like, no, bro.
Sexified.
I'm like, bro, no. Guess what?
I ain't mad at you.
It had the gayest thing in the world at first. Guess what we used to call it, bro? You had what? A fanny pack. Like,
y'all gotta learn how to share. Come on.
Now this shit cool. I seen a motherfucker got this bitch all around me. Everything. Bro, it's not a necklace. Like, uh-oh. It's a fanny pack, my dude. Like, shit. I seen grandmother speed walking in these bitches with they walking in the motherfucker. You hear? Y'all got this shit.
You do have a straight up, he had it across this shoulder hanging over him.
Now, yo, okay. Wait a minute.
You tell me,
yo.
Betty got my chair. I don't give a fuck if he got his whole life savings in us.
Can I ask you a question?
Yo,
do you think electric cars are better than gasoline cars?
I don't know. That's another discussion for another day. That's another discussion for another day.
I don't know anybody. I can't even discuss with somebody.
That's another discussion for another
day. Are you kidding me?
If you ask me,
I mean, is this your honest opinion?
If you ask me, no.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna tell you why. Cause shit, all it takes is one accident for this bitch not to ever move again.
Or catch on fire.
I can bust a radiator in this bitch and keep it riding. You know? Exactly. I don't know about a bust a radiator in an electric car and ride and do something because I know water and electricity do not mix. So you know what I'm saying? What the fuck gonna happen to me in this month?
Okay.
Now, and I know from being working in Mercedes, fucking with them hiding the cell.
Woo!
Don't burn.
Explosive. They like nuclear.
When I say
that's a nuclear. That's a nuclei.
Ain't no, you finna put these.
No, that bitch, boof. Like this, you done.
They got actual solutions that they put into this motherfucker and put it in a container a steel case type shit mm-hmm. to try to neutralize and then deventilate the shit, and it still burns inside the container. So, with this being said, you want to give me a hydrogen cell and put this bitch in the back of my car to bit rear end me?
No! No!
I don't want that.
That's an explosive.
I don't want that.
Okay?
You might ride around with a ball strapped to your car.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then think about it. Hey. Even your cell phone, you leave it in your car too long to overheat. Yeah, if I'm in California with a motherfucking hydrogen or a motherfucking car like that, I'm finna die. Yeah. I might die riding down the road. I might fuck around and forget to even charge the cell or what the fuck.
No, I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you. I want to be honest with you. That hydrogen cell is, the car has been in, they've been trying to get this together for, I think, 50 or 60 years. Excuse me. Or more?
Yeah. Bro.
They are sharing. That's beautiful. Huh?
Okay.
That's
how
kids used
to play back in the day.
What? How they
play.
Oh my God, I gotta go buy
me. But yeah, I think, but you gotta also look at it like this. Electricity is cold radiation. Cold nuclear radiation. You ever heard of it like that? So the electricity that's flying from that wire to this house, that's cold radiation. You ever heard of that? So the houses we live in, right? They got massive wires in it, so they got cold radiation running into them to power all our stuff that we use. So that's why when I think about electric cars, they ain't really that no better.
Well,
yeah, it's gonna catch on fire. Unless it's, if that's
unless
the back.
That's
real. I don't care if you overheat the motherfuckers. You catch it on fire.
I really don't see the purpose of them because they say it helps the environment, but yet motherfuckers still live. Yet we yet smoke a cigarette. Yet all this shit still going on.
Still going on.
We live in a big lie.
So if
the biggest lie in the world, we live in it every day.
That's what I'm saying. The pole caps, that shit don't have anything to do with it.
That's why I be feeling like, when I go to work,
it's fixing to be cold.
The way these cars will be, I be like, you know.
I'm telling you.
I guess they feel like I'm defined, but I ain't defined. I guess I'm gonna be controlled. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna scare me just because you
got a bag.
Five me, okay, cool. What the fuck I'm gonna do? Boo boo?
Like,
no, you're
like,
I'm gonna keep going.
Like, motherfucker be at work sweating and shit. I be like, bro, look,
Well, that was just a little brief. That was something different. I'll be back. Talk to you later. I don't care if you listen. No disrespect, but you know, if you listening, you better pay attention to what's going on.
I don't feel bad, okay? High school, because you're not guaranteed to go into the world to go to college.
Say that again. Say that again.
I said high school is supposed to teach you all your social skills, all your financial skills, you learn about your credit. That's why I feel like high school is for, because everybody's not guaranteed to go to college. And they will tell you everybody's not guaranteed to go to college. But they'll give you the option of, like, you can go to the Air Force, you can go to the Army. Like, why? Why would I do all of that when I can be an entrepreneur, which is what America is set up on? You feel? Entrepreneurship. You feel? It's so much shit that you can go through and get this amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's so many ways to get a loan.
You
might
go to college for 4 or 5 years. They say you go 4 years, like, get your bachelor, go to 5th year, get your master, and get out of school and work at a job. Well, the owner of this company probably is.
Close the door.
Exactly. But he had hustling skills and knew how to save his money.
You want some drink?
Money. Now he owns a company.
Chanel.
He's sitting at the desk with a 5 degree.
She thirsty.
And he's sitting at the top.
ain't in this motherfucker. He don't even
see it.
He don't even come in.
Because now he only doing waking up in the morning checking the ticket to see if he stopped.
See if he stopped. See if he stopped.
You know what he's thinking about y'all, motherfucker. He don't know nobody in this bitch. He don't know nobody hired. Like, he hired a motherfucker to hire the motherfucker to do the hiring to hire the other motherfucker. Like, shit. That nigga hired 64. They told them 64 hired 64. The little 64 hired 64. Give me five. Whoopsie. Whoop.
Oh, you got me.
Stop.
For real.
Yeah. Word. It's your hand.
That shit's sad, right? It's 6ix9ine, Tekashi.
He locked himself up.
Yeah, the dude that shot Nipsey Hussle. Like, what's going on with that?
He said the government paid him.
I know they did. I hate to say that, though. That was a hit.
Hey, come on.
How you going to leave and then come back and then kick the nigga in the face and then shoot him again and then leave?
I have a few questions. One of them is, I'm not a fool. If Nipsey Hussle got a store in the hood, he got cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Why we had to see a camera angle from some shit across the street?
Exactly. Why can't I see all the camera angles?
Second of all, if Nipsey Hussle, he from the hood, rolling 60, right?
Yeah, he's a hood crip nigga.
And he just got into it with somebody. You think he gonna be standing there like ain't nothing ever happened? If he just got into it with this man, and he know how the hood operate.
Yeah, that's where you come from. That's your environment.
So you know how this shit operates. So you ain't just gonna stand there and wait till he come back. That's a lot of bullshit.
Why would you wait on the comeback? Like, what nigga waits for a nigga to come back and not have your gun? Because you know you got a gun in the store.
And then you know you just got into it, man.
That don't even make no sense. Come on, man. That's not how I operate. I don't care who you is.
Yeah.
You're not gonna kill me like that.
Yeah. Nipsey ain't just got into it. That man was paid to do that shit. That whole story was constructed.
Right for me. Window on to them.
Yeah.
You just gotta try the windows a little while. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think my phone is good.
Yeah.
Oh. You know how you got some dudes
No.
No, he said you're not real. Listen, you know what?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm about to edit this out. Yeah. So, yo, what you think about, what do you think about there being energy that we are not using?
People don't know about energy. Everybody don't know about it. Listen, a lot of people are scared of things
that they don't understand.
That they don't understand. And they scared to explore things.
Listen.
Unless everybody else is doing it.
If they comfortable with doing it.
Mass media make it okay, then they okay with it. Could that mean everybody doing it so they don't seem weird? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the problem with them. You know what I'm saying? That's the big problem. They don't want to seem weird. So they scared to explore other things.
Yes.
You know,
extremely. I don't know why though.
Just like I tell people all the time. Like I can tell people, like, just because you're educated doesn't mean you're smart.
Exactly. Just because you got a college education,
it doesn't mean you're smart.
That don't mean that you're smarter than.
That just means you got an education.
That's it.
You did what the system. I mean, you went through the system.
What it was designed for.
Yeah. They gave you that piece of paper,
but you still
you know, like,
you're
part of the system.
You still sucking.
But the object of everything at the end of the day, when you get through with college, the object of the day,
you
is to
robbed.
Chase a dollar.
The rest of your life is to pay that college off.
Yep.
Okay.
And when life really is about making a living.
Exactly. Trying to take care of your family, provide for your family. So, if you got that construct, why is the college system still employed? But that's only because of the prison system. See, schools are based off of those same structures.
And it teaches you, prepares you for prison.
Exactly.
That's why the schools are, you have certain schools.
Yeah, you gotta go on.
You have inner city schools.
Exactly.
You have county schools, then you have the academy, different schools, different teachers.
But Catholic schools are different.
Inner city schools teach you the prison system.
Exactly. Inner city schools teach you the prison system. So, if you know there's a problem with the school construct of not teaching my kids real history or real math that really means something.
It's about the math. It's about teaching them.
That's what she's trying to do.
Most schools, like the academies and the county schools, they kids gonna learn life. I mean, like trade stuff.
Okay.
Like.
Now I'm about to break it down to you at another dynamic though.
Like culinary arts, they gonna learn that. They gonna learn welding. They gonna learn all the trade stuff in them schools. But the inner city kids, they ain't learning that. You learn how to come to school, do what you're told, eat at a certain time, go play at a certain time, like going on the yard.
Yeah.
Come back in a single file line like they do you in prison.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Report to the office. You gotta report to the principal, which is a warrant.
Yeah.
The warrant. You see what
The school system is based upon that, right? Now, there's real science and there's real mathematics that we are supposed to be using to conquer this realm. But they don't have it, or it's not. That's just how I feel about it.
Or it's not in our exposure.
It's not accessible to them, or they don't know how to break down the constructs of it. I know it sounds a little weird, but you think about it like that.
It's a whole life.
It's a whole life. School, everything, life. What life's about?
Yeah,
it's all life.
It's a whole life.
When I was taking her to the doctor's,
got so bad that they try to lie about God.
So quick, yo.
The Creator. It got so bad. That's how bad it got.
That's what it seemed like. One time it did. I was doing
90.
All the way there.
I ain't trying to live a lie
neither.
Yeah. God tells about everything. Is a lie.
You can't live a lie.
So that's why you just have to live until your day. And do what I'm saying.
Be the best you can be.
Yeah, be the best you can be. Cause
try to be happy at doing it.
Because they got a system set up that they
use it and employing, but they don't know how to fully use it yet.
Well,
that's why souls are still coming back here. But that's what the whole AI thing is about. See, when you got AI, AI was found. We discovered it. It was discovered. It wasn't created.
Right.
Explain that to me. You can't explain it to me because I know, and I know it's true.
They be doing that shit. AI, right,
artificial intelligence, was discovered. Look it up. If you feel like it, it's a joke.
No, I ain't saying
for real. Look it up, please. Make me fucking, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I'm not talking about people that are just straight up hating. You better have some actual factual, come on this side so I can see what's going on. Actual factual evidence. You can't just be saying whatever, like, oh, this, that, and the third.
So that's the only slot they can fit in?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking. Look at this. Why is this one out?
Get back.
It's, that one is out, but the other one is. No.
Get back.
Huh?
Actuality, when I look at cars, I look at them differently. That's why when it comes to that the whole engineering of cars, yo, I want to change that, because you think about it, these cars are killing people. They shouldn't kill people. Except,
that's funny.
Don't do that, Mayo. That's the military stuff. Don't do that. That's supposed to distract you. That's a distractor. Because it's dark, right? And if you got night vision, it doesn't work all the time. But when it catches you off guard, well, your eyes can't adjust, especially in a dark environment. So it's dark. So when you cut that on, that fucks them up. It don't do nothing, man. Like, if it's dark, you can't fucking. Not in the dark.
Yeah, if you flash me that movie, dog, and I can't run that corner with that chopper,
that messes up your eyes. Because it causes your eyes to change too fast.
Yeah, I see how it turns. You ain't gonna be able to do that little. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why you smiling that bright ass light?
Boo trying to see something.
Here. Oh.
Yeah,
you
locked
the door?
No. Lock the door. Hey, I just put these in channel. The Western Wade in channel wind deflectors on the Durango. I should have did a YouTube podcast or vlog, whatever you want to call it. I'll be fixing cars. I fix things. I know how to fix almost everything. Paul.
I can be a mermaid.
Well, I can learn how to fix it this way. Talking about SpongeBob still.